Sacking a Village. The men were untied, the boys went to bed, and the next morning all breakfasted together in the great hall. When the meal was over, the chief pushed back his chair and addressed the boys.
"Now then, my young friends," said he, "what is it that you wish me and my men to do?"
Then up stood old Pluck and said,
"We boys, as I told you before, ran away from school because we're tired of the old humdrum Christmas, and nothing better could have happened to us than to get you fine fellows into our power. It will be the jolliest thing in the world for us to see you and your band go through all the wild feats and bold exploits which belong to robber life. And we would like you to begin now and keep it up all day and tomorrow."
"But what would you have us do?" asked the chief, somewhat surprised.
"I should like to see you sack a village," said old Pluck. "How would that suit you, boys?"
The boys all declared that they thought that would do very well to begin with. The chief turned to his lieutenant and said,
"Is there any village round here that has not been recently sacked?"
The lieutenant thought a moment.
"There is Beville," he said. "We haven't been there for 6 months."
"Very good," said the captain, rising. "We'll sack Beville."
In a short time, the robber band, followed by the 11 boys, set out for Beville a few miles distant. When they came within sight of the village, the chief ordered his company to get behind a hedge which ran on one side of the road and thus stealthily approach the place. As soon as they were near enough, the chief gave a loud whistle and the whole company rushed wildly into the main street. The robbers flashed their swords in the sunlight and brandished their spears, while the boys jumped and howled like so many bandits.
"Beville is ours!" cried the chief. "Come forth, ye cowardly villagers, and pay us tribute!"
"Come forth!"
yelled little Tomtit.
"Surrender and pay tribute!"
At this, the people began to flock into the street, and presently the principal men of the village appeared, carrying a sheet of paper and pen and ink.
"Good morning, bold sir," he said, addressing the chief. "And what is it you'll have today? Shall we begin with flour? How will 2 barrels do?" The chief nodded, and the man wrote down on his paper 2 barrels of flour.